The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The United Kingdom Liberal Party just made a terrifying power grab. The Prime Minister of the UK announced that they will be reducing the voting age from 18 to 16 in their next session of Parliament. Yeah, it's insane. It's crazy. Here's what Keir Starmer, the Liberal Prime Minister, said in his announcement.
I think it's really important that 16 and 17-year-olds have the vote because they're old enough to go out to work. They're old enough to pay taxes, so to pay in. And I think if you pay in, you should have the opportunity to say what you want your money spent on, which way the government should go. So I'm really pleased that we're able to bring more young people into our democracy and give them the chance to have a say over how their taxes are going to be paid and what they're going to be used for.
So here's what's interesting about his statement. He makes this claim that if you're being taxed, you should have the right to vote. And here's the deal. I actually like that justification. That's true. That's kind of like what America is founded on. No taxation without representation, right? But if you believe that, you actually have two ways to solve it, not one. It's not the one that they're talking about. You can either do what they're saying and reduce the voting age, which again is insane and crazy, or you can make it so 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds don't pay taxes, which that is the correct solution. You should not have 16-year-olds paying income tax. It makes no sense. In fact, if you look at the data in the UK right now, less than 2% of the people under the age of 18 pay taxes. Because in the UK, if you make less than about £12,000, you don't have to pay taxes. There's no taxation on that. Fairly similar to the United States since we have our standard deduction. So essentially, 16-year-olds are not paying taxes anyway. Again, I think that 2% shouldn't have to pay, depending on how much money they make. Maybe if they're just, I don't know if they're like child actors or something and they're just making oodles of money, maybe there could be some justification there. But in any case, no, they shouldn't be taxed. Also, they shouldn't vote. It's not a real argument. The real argument, if Keir Starmer was actually being honest with us, is that he wants liberal kids to keep him in power. In fact, we just got data from this. Again, that's not just a claim. The data has come in from a poll that was taken just a few days ago for 16 and 17-year-olds and what parties that they support in the UK. This is according to ITV News. The majority of, again, 16 and 17-year-olds support the Labour Party, which is their left-wing party, 33%. After that is the Reform UK, which is a right-wing party. It's at 20%. Then you have two more left-wing parties, the Green Party at 18%, Liberal Democrats at 12%, and then the Conservative Party at the very bottom at 10%. So again, Keir Starmer knows the data. He's not an idiot. He knows that he is going to be advancing the cause of the Labour Party hugely if he allows 16 and 17-year-olds to vote. Politics aside, though, for a second, you know, who cares about the parties for just a sec? It is insane to let 16-year-olds vote. Like, if 16 and 17-year-olds wanted to just vote for conservatives in the UK, or we'll say Republicans here in the United States, I still wouldn't support it. It's ridiculous. Like, I've been politically active since I was probably 14 years old when I became into politics. I probably knew more than about 90% of adults when it came to actual politics. That does not mean that I should have gotten the right to vote just because I somehow knew more about politics than some. My politics since then have changed drastically in massive ways. I've gone from a kid who kind of knew a lot about political theory and things like that to someone now who has a wife, a kid, and actually has a buy-in to my community. That's different. That's not something you can really have at 16. Hopefully you don't have a kid at 16. I'm of the opinion that really we should make it harder for people to vote. Voting shouldn't be this just super easy thing. Mail-in ballots, all of that is crap. It should be something that you are bought into. If you're married, if you have a kid, if you're actually part of your community, those are the people that we should really have voting, because those are the people who really care and are affected. Policy actually affects me now in a way that it didn't when I was 14 or 16 or really, frankly, even 18. And that's why I think, I think I'm 24 now. 24-year-old can certainly vote and should vote. 16-year-old should not. It's common sense. Everyone knows this. People understand this. But the UK is currently being run by a far-left party. So unfortunately, they're going to do, and again, they know. The Labour Party knows that this is crazy. They know it's wrong, but they are ultimately doing what will keep them in power longer. Now, most of the people who watch this show are Americans, so you might be thinking, what does this have to do with me? Why does this really matter? The thing is they're trying to do this in their federal elections in the UK, but they already in UK have it so that they can do this in many local elections. And in the United States, it's actually the same way. We have a few states that do allow 16 and 17 year olds already to vote. And so if you think this is not going to happen in the US, this is how it was in the UK, just not a few years ago. Just to name a few, these are some places where 16-year-olds can vote. Tacoma Park, Greenbelt, Hyattsville, Riverdale Park, Chevy Chase, Cheverly, Mount Rainier, Maryland. All those places in Maryland. Massive places. Brattleboro, Vermont, Oakland, and Berkeley, California. Those are not small places. Those are very large places, and politically, they have pull. Newark, New Jersey allows local, again, for school board only, they allow kids to be a part of that election process, 16 and 17-year-olds, which is insane. If you live in those cities, may God help you. I mean, seriously, I don't know why a 16-year-old gets to determine what happens to your young kid's education in Newark, New Jersey, for example. Again, at the end of the day, we have to look at UK as an example. We cannot let this spread to the rest of the United States. Growing your business is satisfying, but it's very hard, especially when it comes to talent. You need accountants, sales assistants, marketing specialists. They're all essential for scaling your business, and it can be incredibly expensive, and the talent sometimes is lackluster. And that's why I partnered with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects American businesses like yours with those accountants, those data analysts, marketing specialists, you name it, working in the exact same time zones as your business for a fraction of the cost. The average company right now is saving more than $20,000 a year in labor costs thanks to Leverage Assistant. They're not a recruiter. They're not a marketplace. Leverage Assistant vets every single assistant through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to ensure that they're the right cultural and operational fit for your business. And right now, they're being incredibly generous with just my audience. They're giving 1 month free to you so that you, again, no risk to you or your business, you can see the high quality talent that they offer. So to get that 1 month free and to see how high quality their talent really is, head to the link in the description below. So we've all been hearing about Zohran Mamdani in New York, but he has a shadow, and his name is Omar Fateh, who is another radical running in Minneapolis to be mayor right now. There's this video that I'm going to show you. It's circulating of him saying that Minneapolis should never look like the evil whiteys. It should look like him more. That's what he says, because he's more pure and better. Take a look.
We heard a lot of insults. We heard that they're a threat to our national security. And that's a flat out lie. You want to know who the real threat is, Madam President? I'll give you a hint. They don't look like our chief author. They don't look like the folks up in the gallery. They don't look like the folks on the rotunda. They look like many of the members that sit in the front. And you don't have to take my word for it. According to DHS, Madam President, the greatest domestic threat facing the United States comes from, quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race, not our immigrants.
So when Omar says that the real threat looks like the people in the rotunda, what he's saying is he's talking about the white people who are, they're depicted in statue or in picture, the people who actually like invented democracy, by the way, the democracy that Omar gets to live in. He's saying those are the people who are the threat. Now, the argument from the left is always that immigrants cause less crime per capita than U.S. citizens. That is actually true. That is a true fact. The problem with that, though, and nobody on the left seems to want to understand this, it's very easy to understand, but they pretend that they don't, is that illegal immigrants should not have been in the country to commit a crime in the first place. So don't tell me about the crime rates. I actually don't care about the crime rates at all. Their crime rate should be zero because they shouldn't be here. Any crime committed by an illegal immigrant could have been prevented from good policy keeping them out of the country. That's the point. Again, they try to not understand it. It's so easy to understand, but they won't do it. Again, that's illegal immigrants. Immigrants are counted in the U.S. citizen statistics because they're citizens. They came here legally. There's no problem with that. But this guy is running for mayor of a city that burned itself down just 5 years ago, by the way. And he thinks that it would be better to get rid of all the white people and just take in more Somali immigrants like himself, I believe. I believe he's Somalian. That's his whole platform. The other part of his platform, though, is that he wants to raise the minimum wage. He's got kind of an economic side of this. He wants to raise the minimum wage. He wants massive rent freezes. So he's very pro-illegal immigration socialist. That's who this is. Speaking of socialists, by the way, Zohran Mamdani, who is part of the exact same movement, the same sort of ideology, he came out just this week. I want to show you this crazy video. He said, in his own words, he said he wants to completely end private property in New York. Watch this.
My platform is that every single person should have housing. And I think faced with these two options, the system has hundreds of thousands of people unhoused, right? For what? And if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now.
So next time leftists try to gaslight you and they say, oh, Omar and Mamdani, they're not communists. That's just extreme right-wing talking point. Just remember that Mamdani has verbatim and unapologetically declared two central tenets of Marxism. Seize the means of production. Yes, he said that. He actually said that in a video, and I've talked about it and showed that video in other episodes. And then here he said, abolish private property. It's your funeral, Minneapolis and New York. I mean, I hope you choose someone else. I hope you do, but I kind of doubt it. The progressive left is a cult, everyone. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some crazy stories. I talk about the Mamdanis of the world. Go check it out right now. It's on Amazon. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, everyone. Please like this video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.